The following podcast is a live recording of a radio show first broadcast by Fresh FM with assistance from New Zealand On Air.
Kia ora e te whānau, e hui hui mai nei, e tēnei rā, ko Hazel tōku wingawa. Welcome back to The Jam. My name is Hazel and I'll be hosting this hour of Fresh FM. This show is sponsored by Federated Farmers. Thank you guys for sponsoring this show. Really, really awesome to support in your local community. If any businesses or anybody is looking to sponsor a show, just head to the Fresh FM website. There's heaps of shows that can be sponsored and you do a really great job for the community by doing that. But today, this show is kind of a special one. I went on the Spirit of Adventure in March, which was quite a while ago. It's from the 18th to the 27th of March. The Spirit of Adventure is essentially a 10-day course with 39 other kids from all across Aotearoa. It is basically 10 days on a sail ship. You do plenty of sailing, learning how to become a sailor. And they say it takes about 10 days to learn the ropes of being a sailor. So I think if someone threw me on a boat, I could survive maybe if I had one other person with me. I don't know about alone. but honestly, it was one of the best trips of my life, and I got a couple interviews from the captain of my voyage and the trainee day captain. So the trainee day is essentially a day where the students or the kids take over and they get to choose what happens in the day, with guidance of course. But stay tuned for those interviews because they were pretty special. We were on the middle of an ocean in the middle of nowhere. I was using the ship phone. It was a whole thing. It took me a while to figure out how to do, but it was absolutely awesome. So let's get into it. But first I'm just going to jump straight into some music and then we will talk after that. So yeah.
I'm like the water when your ship rolled in that night. Rough on the surface, but you cut through like a knife. And if it was an open shut case, I never would have known from that look on your face. Lost in your current like a priceless wine. The more that you say, the less I know. Wherever you stray, I follow. Life was a willow and it bent right to your wind. Head on the pillow, I could feel you sneaking in. As if you were a mythical thing, like you were a trophy or a champion ring. If there was one prize I'd cheat to win. The more that you say, the less I know. Wherever you stray, I follow. Signal and I'll meet you after dark. Show me the places where the others gave you scars. Now this is an open shut case. I guess I should have known from the look on your face. Every bait and switch was a work of art. The more that you say, the less I know. Wherever you stray, I follow. I'm begging for you. Say the less I know. Whatever you
That song was Willow by Taylor Swift, a pretty interesting song there. I recently went to her show in Australia, which I think I've talked about 500 times on this show, but the set for this was pretty awesome. But yeah, up next we're playing Like a Tattoo by Zaid, so get into it.
The scar of age written all over my face. The war is still raging inside of me. I still feel the chill as I reveal my shame to you. I wear it like a tattoo.
That song was Like a Tattoo by Zaid. So I don't actually have much to say in this intermission. So I'm just going to jump into another song. After that, we are going to be talking about my spirit of adventure and playing the interviews that I got there. I'll play one and then I'll do a song and play another one. So stay tuned for that, guys. They're pretty awesome. And the people I did it with was absolutely, they were incredible. So, yeah.
I left you here, heard you keep the extra closet empty. In case this year I come back and stay throughout my 20s. What if I won't? How am I supposed to put that gently? And down the road you will love me until you. Thank you.
That song is I Know It Won't Work by Gracie Abrams. She's a really cool artist, and I wish that I got to see her live at the Taylor Swift concert, but we got, oh my gosh, Sabrina Carpenter, but she was awesome too, almost forgot. So now I'm going to be playing an interview that I got with the Captain Steve at the Spirit of Adventure. You'll find out heaps more in the interview, because that was basically the essential of what I'm asking him, is what is the Spirit of Adventure? But you'll also find some other things. I found that he got pretty emotional. I didn't mention this in the interview itself because I felt like I wanted to talk about it here, get a bit more into it, but it was actually his last voyage was 889 before he retired that and is going to move on to something else. He'll tell you about his whole process with that as well, but he's a pretty amazing guy with some awesome knowledge, and the Spirit of Adventure was probably one of the best things I've done in my entire life, so you'll hear that in the interview, but yeah, listen up and we'll get to see.
Kia ora whanau, we are here with Steve from Spirit Adventure. He is the captain on my journey. I've got a few questions to ask Steve, so Steve, say hey.
Kia ora.
Kia ora. So, I've got a few questions for you, Steve. What is the Spirit of Adventure like about to you?
Yeah, I mean, youth development is what we do. A lot of people see us as a sailing ship and think we're doing sailing adventures and all that kind of thing, which, yes, we're going for a big adventure on a sailing ship, but it's not actually about that.
Yeah.
So, I mean, development can look different for every individual.
Yeah.
For some, it might be down in the galley, like hanging out with the cook, making muffins with Kelly, or might be up on the loft, it might be doing sailing things.
Yeah.
It might be just like making new friends or something like that. So, it means something different to every single person.
Yeah.
But yeah, basically just like, hopefully every single trainee that comes on board just walks away just feeling a little bit more confident.
Yeah.
And it's just taking something with them.
Yeah, yeah, totally. And it's definitely a unique experience.
Absolutely.
Like, no one really spends 10 days like as a 16 to 18 year old on the sea.
No, that's right. I think it's pretty unique.
Yeah.
And the real cool thing is, for the most part, people don't know each other.
Yeah.
Occasionally you get one or two that have met somewhere.
Yeah.
Same netball team or or whatever.
Yeah, exactly.
But for the most part, you just get 40 strangers coming from all walks of life all over the country, and they're all put in a room together.
Yeah.
And kia ora, I'm so and so. And they're often people that wouldn't necessarily hang out
with
one another.
Yeah.
And so, it's quite special seeing that all kind of unfold. And, I really enjoy that.
Totally. So, like leading into that, kind of what is your history with the Spirit? Because you've got a lot of experience as a captain, so like what is your whole journey with this?
Okay, cool. Good question. So I actually first came to be with the Trust back in 2005. I was actually living aboard my little yacht down in Motueka.
Oh.
And my boat neighbour, a guy called JR, he's actually currently the cook in the Outer Swing.
Wow, yeah.
He invited me over for a beer, had a bit of a chat. He's like, I think you should get in touch with Spirit.
Yeah.
Because I'd already been in a couple of tour ships and like working with people and stuff.
Great.
He's like, you should get in touch. So I signed up, got in for a watch distance trip. And it must have been one of those right place at the right time things. Because I was quite lucky, but on the very next voyage, like I thought I was flying home after 10 days. But I actually got offered a job. And
oh, wow.
So I was second mate for that very next 10 days.
Yeah.
So that was pretty. So that's pretty much the start of my journey.
Great.
And I guess
cool.
This is history.
I guess it is. So what's your most fulfilling moment you've had as a captain? Or it doesn't have to be the most, but just a fulfilling moment that you would like to share. Something special.
I guess it's just often those trainees that they perhaps don't have much confidence, some of that, and you just see them really just come out of the shell.
Yeah.
Like, sorry, I get sometimes a little bit emotional.
No, totally. Fair enough. Like, you can see people doing, climbing the thing for the first time, or...
I mean, even at this trip, some stuff's come to me and said that was the best thing I've done in my life.
Yeah, totally. I mean, it's definitely, this is the age where people are growing and changing and learning who they are. And when they come on this trip, they step away from all of this background noise that they have in their life, challenge themselves and walk away usually more fulfilled or a better person. And I think that I totally see where that comes from, like you being able to see these people grow and learn and change. Anything else you'd like to add?
I do remember an occasion, we do trips with some people like with physical disabilities.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I remember taking them out, like I say, in a little small boat for, you know, just doing an introduction. And this particular girl, she was completely blind.
Yeah.
And I just said, oh, I kind of forgot she was in the boat, to be honest.
Yeah, yeah.
There's all the other people, various different disabilities, but I think she was the only one without sight.
Yeah.
But I said, oh, where's the wind? Can you guys point out where the wind's coming from?
Yeah.
And she just, sharp as a tack, said southeast.
Wow.
But she could smell it.
Yeah.
Yeah, so she just, using her different senses,
yeah,
and like just even the sunlight, like she kind of knew that where the wind, and she just feels a bit different too, like the different temperature, I suppose. And
totally.
She just knew the shadows, and it was super cool, just, like, here she was. Like, she couldn't see where the waves were,
no,
or anything, but
no,
she could. And all the other trainees, I think, like, wow, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, so totally.
That was a standout.
It's eye-opening for sure,
yeah, yeah,
being able to see all of these people. Like, it's 40 people,
yeah,
that,
yeah,
come in and they experience this for a new time. But
yeah,
totally. Yeah, well, thank you so much for coming on, Steve. I really
good.
Appreciate it.
You're
very
welcome.
Very awesome. And thanks so much.
Sweet. All right. Cheers,
awesome.
Team. Thank
Cheers.
You.
So that was the interview I got with Steve. On the Spirit of Adventure, my apologies for saying yeah so many times. I was just so invested and a bit out of practice of having a device and anything in that regard. Like, we were at our phones for 10 days, but pretty magical moments there that Steve has experienced. And if you're interested in doing the Spirit of Adventure, there is many different sponsorships of kinds. You'll figure that out in the next interview that I did with Elisa. She was with the Pinnacle program, but there's also other sponsors that can get you on it as well. If you're at an older age and you'd like to do it, there's opportunities to become a watch assistant. Our watch assistant on my voyage in my group was 19 years old. But you can just find out more on the Spirit of Adventure website. They're an amazing trust, and if you want to donate and sponsor them, they have that too as well, because you honestly, it's a pretty incredible experience. My mum actually did it when she was younger, and I'm really glad that I did it. But after the song, we will get into the next interview that I had. The interviews are about 5 minutes each, so just thought I would have a cheeky little song in between. So yeah.
Show me how you can.
That song was Men I Trust. Oh, no, actually, it was Show Me How by Men I Trust. I was just looking at the song name and kept on just repeating it over in my head. Anyway, up next, we have an interview with Elisa. She is from Wellington. She came on the Spirit of Adventure with me. If you're just tuning in now, the Spirit of Adventure is a 10-day course with 39 other kids aged, I think it's aged 15 to 19, from all across Aotearoa that come together and sail on a boat for 10 days and do a whole bunch of crazy stuff. It's pretty incredible, quite a life-changing experience. And this girl, Elisa, she was kind of especially special. After she left the Spirit, the day of the leaving, she actually won Youth Wellingtonian of the Year Award. She's incredible and was a really awesome friend that I made on the Spirit. She was so much fun to interview. But honestly, let's just get into it because it's so amazing. So listen up and you'll hear about it. Guys, I'm here with Elisa. I'm currently on the Spirit Adventure and I'm going to chat to her a little bit about her experience here. She's one of the trainees alongside of me. So awesome. So tell me a bit about yourself, Elisa.
Hey, Hazel. So I'm Elisa, I'm 17 and I am from Wellington.
Nice. So whereabouts, or like, why did you decide to come here? Because we know you got sponsored.
Yes. Yeah. So last year, I got accepted into stage one of the Hyundai Pinnacle program, which is a leadership course, and they actually sponsor all their stage one students to come onto Spirit of Adventure.
Awesome.
And so here I am.
Here she is. That's awesome. How did you feel about getting that sponsorship?
Oh, it was crazy. I had spent like 2.5 months writing my application and perfecting it, and then when I got the email on my way to dance crossing the road that I was shortlisted from 141 people.
Wow.
And 12 of us got in. So
that's,
it was
amazing.
So cool.
So that's a bit about Pinnacle and stuff like that. Just tell me a little about your experience here. What's like a fulfilling moment that you've had? Like, what's been your overall journey coming on this trip?
Firstly, Spirit of Adventure has been the best 10 days of my life.
Right, yeah.
It has to be. We did such crazy things and I've made such amazing friends. I've got two fulfilling moments, most fulfilling.
Perfect.
Firstly was getting captain of the voyage. So on trainee day, I was voted in as captain for the day.
Which is essentially just a day where all of the attendees just take over.
Yeah.
And there's different
roles. No adults.
And Elisa, she got the captain role, which is awesome.
Yes. And I loved working with Hazel. We made such a good team.
That was awesome.
But then another fulfilling moment, which seemed quite small, but today we did a bit of a cliff jump moment and I was terrified.
Yeah.
But it wasn't just the cliff jump, but I was standing there at the top and I thought about all the things, the hard things I'd done throughout the week.
Amazing.
Well, throughout the 10 days, like go through this terrifying cave where I thought I was going to die. Also, like, did a backflip.
Wow, yeah.
Like, all these crazy things I never thought I'd ever be able to do in my life. And I was like, I can do hard things.
She can do hard things.
And then
things.
I jumped off the cliff and I screamed, but I didn't. And it was amazing.
Amazing, yeah. Did you say you had a second one? Oh, those are the two ones, right?
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, that's really cool. Well, do you have anything else to add? Like, anything about your experience, your journey? What would you say to people as, like, maybe advice to people who are going or to people who are thinking about applying? Like, anything you'd like to say?
Please, please come. It will be amazing. Everybody learns something about themselves. Like, you can go into it like hating it, but you will change your mind. Like, it will be so fun. You'll get used to
it's
it.
The best experience ever.
And also, like, I'm just so excited for the lifelong friends I've made. Like, we're already planning our ski trips in Wanaka. We're going whitewater rafting in Rotorua in like 3 weeks. We're gonna go meet up at concerts. Like, best friends for life. And I'm so excited to stay in contact with everyone.
Yeah, totally. I feel like this, like, I mean, 10 days is a really short amount of time, but when you're stuck on like a ship for 10 days with a whole bunch of random strangers, you're almost like stripped down into your like natural form and you get to just like let go of everything you have going on at home and just be on a boat in the middle of nowhere.
I know, like I had such deep conversations with people, like, like people really opened up, and I think that was something else which I really enjoyed about Spirit was learning to be comfortable with being open and vulnerable with people.
Yeah,
like everyone was like sharing deep things and we were like having chats with each other, you know, staring at the horizon.
Yeah,
we got amazing weather.
We did. It was
we
great.
Hope if you come, you're also going to make it harder.
Because sometimes being on a boat when it's rocky, it's not great.
Yeah, there were some days were a little rough.
Yeah.
But honestly, best time of my life.
Yeah, awesome.
Love it.
Yay. Well,
and I'm coming back, hopefully. Yeah, yeah. I'll be back.
Will you be back for a lead-in hand?
I'm hoping maybe? So. Yeah. So you get an opportunity as a trainee to come back as a helper.
Yeah.
And you'll catch me here in a month.
You'll catch her here.
I'll be here soon.
Cool. Well, thank you so much for coming on the show and coming
you,
on
Hazel.
The Spirit with me. Awesome. Woo! See you later.
That was my interview with Lisa. She's so awesome, honestly. I feel like you can tell her energy and radiance through that interview. But yeah, the Spirit has so many options. And if you go to their website, they have scholarship information if you can't afford it. And if you do still want to go, just sign up and they will let you in. It's awesome. It's such an amazing experience, guys. And I, as she said, like, really do go. If you want to kind of push yourself outside of your comfort zone, whether or not you've done crazy sailing before or not, there's still so many opportunities. And when you first get there, it's quite intimidating. There is a boys' bunk and a girls' bunk. I won't spoil it too much, but there's a boys' bunk and a girls' bunk, and there is 21 beds in the girls' bunk, and they're like rows of three. And I was at the top, and I did fall down a few times, but that was my fault because I didn't put the second one up. But it was a pretty interesting experience, but actually you have so much fun. You become so close with the people around you, and yeah, I've actually talked about it on about 4 shows now so far, so it's probably going to come to a close. I might mention it in the future, but honestly, guys, best experience ever. But yeah, thanks for listening to that interview. I'm going to play a cheeky little song, and then yeah, we'll keep going.
John met me down on the boulevard. Cry on his shoulder, cause life is hard. The waves came in over my head. What you been up to, my babe? Haven't seen you around here late. All of the guys tell me lies, but you don't, you just crack another beer and pretend that you're still here. This is how to disappear. This is how to disappear. Down at the training yard, cuts on his face cause he fought too hard, and all he's in over his head. But I love that man like nobody can. He moves mountains and pounds them to ground again. I watch the guys getting high as they fight for the things that they hold dear, to forget the things they fear. This is how to disappear. This is how to disappear. In the yard, the California sun and the movie stars. I watch the skies getting light as I write, as I think about those years, as I whisper in your ear. I'm always gone going anywhere.
That song was How to Disappear by Lana Del Rey. This is The Jam, brought to you by Federated Farmers. You're listening to Fresh FM. It broadcasts across the Tautha South in Nelson City on 107.2, Nelson and Tasman District on 104.8, Eastern Golden Bay on 95.0, and Blenheim on 88.9. If you guys don't know, this show is The Jam. My name is Hazel Malloy. I'm from the beautiful Golden Bay. This show, to me, I've been doing it for about 5 years now. I talk about youth events as the essential thing of it. It's a youth type show, but I also just kind of get real with you guys. That's the cool thing about Fresh FM, is that you're there for a lot of authenticity rather than that radio voice. I frequently listen to the radio, and I imagine what that'd be like when they play the song and they sit back and they have a normal conversation. I am that normal conversation, except on air. That's what I like to think about with my show. I'm usually quite authentically myself, unless it's time to get serious, but a lot of the times we just have a cheeky little laugh, and I play what I feel like, just like Brian FM. I've actually been thinking a lot about radio recently for some reason. It's just been on my mind, and Brian FM is a really, really, really funny show. They were playing a song, and they were like, because they usually say playing what we feel like, but they were like, we playing feel like or something like that. I don't know, I just thought it was funny. Anyway, I'm just going to dive into another song and maybe yap on, who knows, maybe not.
I'm on the run with you, my sweet love, there's nothing wrong. Contemplating God under the chemtrails over the country club. Jewels in the swimming pool, me and my sister just playing it cool under the chemtrails over the country club. Take out your turquoise and all of your jewels, go to the market, the kids swimming pool. Baby, what's your sign? My moon's in Leo, my Cancer is Sun. You won't play, you're no fun. Well, I don't care what they think. Drag racing my little red sports car. I'm not unhinged or unhappy, I'm just wild.
I'm on the run with you, my sweet love, there's nothing wrong. Contemplating God under the chemtrails over the country club. Wearing our jewels in the swimming pool, me and my sister just playing it cool under the chemtrails over the country club.
Meet you for coffee at the elementary schools. We laugh about nothing as the summer gets cool. It's beautiful how this deep normality settles down over me. I'm not bored or unhappy, I'm still so strange and wild. Out in the wind, I'm in the water. Nobody's son, nobody's daughter. Watching the chemtrails over the country club. Suburbia, the Brentwood Market. What to do next? Baby, we'll love it. White picket chemtrails over the country club. My love. Washing my hair, doing the laundry, late night TV.
What I find quite interesting about the song is the cymbals and the drums sequence at the end of it. It's quite interesting. I wonder how many people's favourite part that is. I was just thinking about favourite parts of songs. That was Chemtrails Over the Country Club by Lana Del Rey. I did just play her 2 times in a row, but I felt like it. So she's absolutely amazing, and I really like her. I remember when I was younger, my family would go on road trips and play the Born to Die CD, and I remember my mum's arm propped up on the side and I could see her lip singing. It's a very, like, core memory for me. But I just wanted to talk about something that I have observed this year and something that I wanted to kind of talk about on my radio show. I feel I've had some good feedback on these small segments that I do. I say they're Hazel's words of wisdom, but to be honest, not really sure if they're wisdom, more or less an observation. But I am, if you didn't know, as I've said many times on the show, I'm head girl of my school this year, Goldenbay High School, for 2024. I also have a lot of other commitments that I have taken on. And for the past term and a half, I've been extremely stressed. I have put a lot of pressure on myself to do everything so perfectly, get it all done, and make everybody happy. But something that I've recently come to a realization of is that you can't make everybody happy. There's always going to be someone out there who would have something negative to say, and it might be yourself. Most of the time, might be yourself. But you have to realise one way or another, you don't have to if you want to, realise that everything will be okay at the end of the day, and it's okay to take a day off, it's okay to take a week off. If you get back on that horse, honestly, it's okay. Everybody has moments and everybody makes mistakes. That is how we learn. We're taught, I got taught by this teacher in primary school who said there was a thing called asking a dumb or a dim question. And that was not true. That wasn't right, because any question is a right question, and making a mistake is how we learn as people. Some people learn by experience and some people learn just by knowing it from somebody else. But no matter how you learn, mistakes is always a crucial part of life, and you're always going to mess up. And that's okay. You can't do everything perfectly. And as one of my friends said, my dear friend said, you are your own worst critic. And that's something that I want you to think about for now, before we get into the next song. For some reason, this playlist is all Lana Del Rey. I'm not complaining, but I'll give you a bit of variety and play Faye Webster.
I didn't know that I was capable being happy right now, but you didn't know that you were right in front of me until I looked up. You make me wanna cry in a good way. You make me wanna cry in a good way. Feel it when we touch.
That song was In a Good Way by Faye Webster. You're listening to Fresh FM, your community radio station, broadcasting across the top of the South Island in Nelson City on 107.2, Eastern and Tasman District on 104.8, Eastern Golden Bay on 95.0 and Blenheim on 88.9. Or listen live anytime, anywhere from our website www.freshfm.net or download for free the Access Internet Radio app to stream us live and listen to any Fresh FM podcasts. If you've got an event happening, you can email diary@freshfm.net to let them know. This is the jam sponsored by Federated Farmers. Thank you guys for sponsoring this show. Some pretty awesome stuff there. Yeah, guys, some crazy stuff in this show. I can't lie to you there. I'm also pre-recording and I feel like when I pre-record, I feel too comfortable and I feel like I can just ramble on for whatever and I have to cut myself off, which is what I'll be doing now. I'm going to play, so many Lana Del Rey songs. I'm going to play Baby Come Home 2/Valentine's by The Neighbourhood from the album Wiped Out.
With some money on the floor in a box hidden under her bed. I was only 22 with a pocket full of truth, but I gave her everything that I had. We were born and raised in the Golden State. Mama's gone and daddy's doing his best. I was brought up great, living Section 8. Social Security's paying the rent. Landlord called, she said you gotta go. Little one, you just lost your. She was 5'4", getting money on tour, but her socks were at the end of my bed. Got our names tattooed on each other just to prove to each other that we'd do what we said. Only took a few days till our minds were made up. We thought we should try it again. I was only 17 when we first tried things, but she first made me feel like a man. Oh, in front of me.
So, that song was Baby Come Home To / Valentine's by The Neighbourhood. It's quite an intricate song there. It's giving you a bit of Deftones in the second part. I find songs that are like have two parts quite interesting because they're technically two songs merged into one in like different parts. I'm actually not totally sure what it is, to be honest, but you guess and... Yeah, another one. Today, or actually yesterday, when I'm recording this, so it's on the 18th today, yesterday we had Pink Shirt Day, which I've talked about in my previous shows. We did a fundraiser for the corporation, the Pink Shirt Day trust thing, and we did a sausage sizzle, and my hands still smell like onions. And I've had two showers, and I've washed my hands so many times trying to get rid of it. I put nail polish remover on it so it would like not smell like onions, but maybe my hands will infinitely smell like onions, who knows. But to finish this show off, we're going to play Moonlight on the River by Mac DeMarco. Thank you for tuning in. If you have, or if you've gone and I'm reaching to you in another spiritual capacity, thank you for listening. But yeah, thanks for listening. This was The Jam, brought to you by Federated Farmers. My name is Hazel Malloy. Stay tuned for my shows, guys. I've got about 6 months left before I go to uni, so I'm going to try and make these ones the best ones that I've ever done, even though they're all pretty amazing. Thanks for listening. See you later.
The podcast you just listened to was a live recording of a radio show,
first broadcast on Fresh FM with support from New Zealand On Air. Fresh FM is a community access media station based in Te Tauihu, the top of the South Island, New Zealand. The funding of Access Media makes these podcasts possible. To find similar programs by other community access media stations, go online to accessmedia.nz. If you or your group would like to know more about how you can have a program on our station, please contact us. Visit our website, freshfm.net, for our contact details.